break it down, down like this.
Everyone, welcome along to another episode of Tempo Fit's Workout of the Week. This is episode number 01818. I hope you are all having a fantastic week of running or weekend of running, wherever you might be in the world. My name is Hayden Sherman. I am going to be your coach for today, guiding you through the workout that we are going to dive on into. So if you are new to the show and want to know how it works, essentially this is a 15-minute podcast, which is just long enough for you to do your warm-up jog and then put the phone down or put your favorite music on and jump on into the workout. So, this week's workout, we continue or we finish off the Jumpstart Your Running January with a very fun workout that touches two kind of energy systems, two kind of key paces that we often hit in our running training. So, it's 200s plus a tempo run. So, we do three 200s at the start and then we do a 20-minute tempo run and then we do three 200s at the end. Nice and simple. So after the break, I will explain what it is and exactly how to do it. All right, so exactly like last week, we've got three 200s at the start and three 200s at the end. Now, these 200s are going to be done at your repetition pace, which is about what you could hold in a 5-minute race. So think of it like your mile speed. So you shouldn't be sprinting, it should be fast and controlled. So it's kind of like what we've done in the past with strides. And if you are not near a running track and you don't have a measured 200 meters, you can just do 30 seconds and treat it like 3 times 30-second strides. So that's always an option. Otherwise, 3 times 200 meters, you're going to jog for 200 meters after each of those. After the third one, though, we're going to jog for 2 minutes solid, and then we dive into the 20-minute tempo run. Now, this tempo run, with the 200s, they'll be run at repetition pace. The tempo run will be run a lot slower, at the pace that you could maintain for an hour flat out. So that's what we call your lactate threshold. It's a pace that feels, and I'll dive into this a little bit later, it feels a bit uncomfortable. It feels a bit niggly. It's sort of somewhere between your 10k pace and your half marathon pace. So you definitely shouldn't feel too fatigued in that first kilometer or sort of 5 minutes. But after that, it just starts to catch up on you and you start to feel a little bit uncomfortable. If you want to work out exactly what these paces are, a reminder that you can jump on tempofit.org, look for the race and pace calculator and plug in a recent race estimate or actual time, and it'll spit out the paces that you're going to do. So 3 times 200 meters, then the 20 minute tempo run on a nice flat surface, unless you want to do this as a fartlek and that you could just do a 20 minute kind of steady state run over trails. And then another 2 minute jog, and then we finish off with those 3 times 200 meters at repetition pace again with 200 meters jog in between. So 3 times 200 at the start, 20 minute tempo run at lactate threshold, 3 times 200 meters at the end. Stick 200 meter jogs between the 200s and either side of the 20 minute tempo run. Make sure that you got a good 2 minute jog to recover. Okay, so after the break, I will explain why on earth we're doing this workout. So just like last week, one of the key reasons we're doing this workout is skill development. That skill development of running fast but relaxed. So those 200 reps at repetition pace, you're not sprinting, so you're not out of control, but you're not jogging either. You're running at a fast pace. And what your body does in these kind of short bursts is really find that sweet spot with your technique. So it really develops those skills. And it's mental, it gets you comfortable at running fast with like full ranges of motion or almost full ranges of motion. And it really develops that muscularity. So last week I kind of compared running 200s to like doing bicep curls. It's that skill development, that practicing not under absolute tiredness, like you're doing an extended set of 1K reps or mile reps, but it's in a state where you're feeling pretty fresh and you're really able to recruit all those muscle fibers and really teach them that, hey, this is a skill that I want to get better at, running fast and controlled and efficient. So that's what we're doing for the 200s. Why are we throwing in this 20-minute tempo run in the middle? So the tempo run is at lactate threshold, which you should be able to run for an hour at that pace. Now, 20 minutes, that starts to get into that zone, especially the last 5 minutes or so of that 20 minutes will feel a little bit challenging. And I've written down here that the 20-minute tempo is about creating some discomfort and teaching the body to find the resources to maintain those skills we've practiced in the 200s. So that's why we're throwing this in. We want to just throw some discomfort at the body and at the mind and see if you can still do that good skill of maintaining good technique, you know, standing tall, keeping that good leg speed going, using the arms to drive the leg speed and create power, getting those hips in a good position like we talked last week. All those little things that help to get your body moving better, we're going to throw some discomfort at. And we're going to test the mind a little bit. Like, can you maintain this pace? Do you have the will to still stay in good forms? Or do you start getting a bit sloppy? So that's the goal with that 20 minutes. We don't want to really smash it out and run like a 5K PB or something crazy like that. We want it controlled. And we just want to see, can you still maintain that good technique? Stay relaxed, stay comfortable with that discomfort. Then we take a 2-minute jog and we dive back into the 200s. Now, this is where I want you to think about finishing as you started and finishing as you'd like to start your next workout or your next run. So often with runners, towards the end of a run, our running actually becomes worse. We deteriorate as we get tired. Now, world-class runners, and I've talked a bit about this year, this idea of being world-class and that all of us can be world-class at our pace. World-class runners get better as they go through the run, as they're tested with their fatigue. It sends a signal to your brain, I need to run more efficiently. I need to stand up taller. I need to increase my cadence. I need to be nice and light on the ground. I can't have too much vertical bouncing oscillation. I need to treat my legs like they're wheels, just pushing the ground back every stride and really tap into those good techniques so that when you get tired, you switch over into more of an efficient technique. You don't get into those traps of getting worse and sloppy with your technique. You actually get better. So that's what we're going to really practice and train with those three 200s at the end. So the first 200s are skill development. You're fresh. We want to work on it while you're not tired. And then we want to throw some fatigue at it, test it over a slower pace, and then increase the pace at the end for the last 200s and see if we can finish like you want to start your next race or your next workout.
Oh, yeah.
Now, just a little quick note for those who are new to the show and a reminder for the regulars. How should these different paces feel? So repetition base versus lactate threshold. Now, lactate threshold should feel like it's just that next gear up from your Sunday long run pace. So it shouldn't feel like a massive step up. And especially for that first K, it should feel like, okay, yeah, I've got this pace. And then after that, it's like, oh, actually, it's getting a bit niggly now. Whereas the repetition pace feels fast right from the start, but like I said, it does not feel out of control. You've got absolute mastery over your limbs. So if you're getting to that point where I'm just struggling to keep up and hold this pace, just slow it down a bit and make sure you're controlled. And a good little test, and I tried this on the ladder session this week just gone, with those 200s, can you smile? Do you have enough energy left in your system to just let out a little smile and really relax into it and breathe deep and breathe regularly rather than sort of panicky and shallow? So give that a try. The 200s are short enough that they should feel relaxed. The lactate threshold shouldn't feel too fast at the start, but it gets niggly, especially towards the end of the 20 minutes. So I've had a question come through. Should I stretch before a run? And related to that question that I often get is, should I stretch after a run, or, you know, how much stretching should I do as a runner? These are really common questions, and it's so funny because often when you read how to run articles in just normal newspapers or everyday magazines, they'll have stretching as like one of the main things in there. Now, what I want to say and sort of preface this discussion is that runners often fall into two camps and get quite passionate about what camp they sit on. So on the one side, there's the traditional running side where they say, you know, if you're doing 10 minutes of stretching a day, you may as well do 10 minutes of extra running a day. So they obviously don't believe in the stretching. Then the other side of it is these people who do yoga three or four times a week and absolutely swear by its effects and attribute to their longevity as runners to the yoga and maintaining their flexibility. So there's two camps, and often we're drawn to one or the other. But what does the research say? Well, the research says that stretching, static stretching before a run is definitely not a good thing. So definitely do not static stretch, i.e. lean up against a fence, stretch out the calves, your classic stretches before a run. Do not do that. They do not elevate the temperature of the muscle fibers. And so you're much better off just doing a walk, doing some dynamic stretches, so leg swings, maybe some drills, and then getting into your running. That's a much better way to go about it and start easy. Then the other question is, well, what about stretching afterwards? Now, the research is kind of unclear. There's not that much evidence out there saying that it is good for preventing injuries. It's probably tending towards the good side. Like you're probably better off doing it rather than not. But what we also see is that it's like a U-shaped curve. So lack of flexibility, way more chance of injury. As you get more flexibility or more mobility, it gets better. But as you get to the extremes, the hypermobility, you actually end up with more injuries. So there's a sweet spot somewhere in the middle. And that really brings us to the punchline of my recommendations is, flexibility is not the goal. Mobility and control through that range of motion is the goal. Like if you look at the motion of running, you slow it down and you look at all the joints, the angles that they're going through, they're not great ranges of motion that you need to provide for. The hips aren't opening up hugely, the ankle joint's not going through a massive range of motion. When you compare it to other sports like gymnastics or ballet, the body isn't being stressed with mobility or flexibility too much. But what we need is really good control throughout those ranges of motion. So you need to temper that flexibility with strength and control. So, yep, do that yoga class, but remember, you've also got to get into the gym and put some weight on it. You've also got to do some hills and put some stress on it that way. So don't just think, I've got to be more flexible, I've got to stretch. Think of it, this is one part of my recovery, one part of maintaining my body's ability to do running for life. But I also need to think about these other things, and strength is a massive part that we do not want to neglect. So hopefully that answers some questions. So with this workout, we come to the end of Jumpstart Your Running January. Next week, we dive into February, and we are calling February Fast February. And some exciting news is that we're partnering with New Balance to fuel you guys on your run. So we're giving out $150 vouchers to New Balance every single week. And to win one, all you need to do is tag at Run Tempo Fit in your workout posts on Instagram or Facebook, and you'll go into the draw every week to win one of those vouchers. So we're really stoked to have New Balance on board for this promotion, and stay tuned for more next week. Get ready to post up those happy workout photos and posts next week. Okay, thanks everyone for tuning in. Happy running! We would love to connect with you all online. So Facebook, Instagram, and Strava, search for Run Tempo Fit, and you'll be able to connect with us.
Tag your workouts, hashtag TempoFitWow, so that we can all share in the joys and challenges of your epic workouts. And if you would like TempoFit Workout of the Week delivered to your inbox each week, simply jump over to tempofit.org and fill out the email newsletter, sign up there. Lastly, we would love it, we would appreciate it so much if you could subscribe and also flick us a 5-star review for this podcast. That helps us massively get the word out about the show and about TempoFit Workout of the Week. Thank you so much. Happy running, everyone.